今天天气比较不冷了，所以人多一点了。
The weather is getting warmer, so it seems that there are a lot more people today.
所以五运还是很重要哈，五运还是怕冷啊。
So I guess the five aggregates still composed of a really important aspect that how we feel is still important to us at this time.
我还是要讲说，你是五运来还是你来？
I'm still going to raise the question, is it the five aggregates that are here, or is it you that are here?
这一个讲说无运来跟讲我来，意思可能都一样，可是对你来讲，可能你 的你跟佛法的修行跟观念会把你带到佛法的修行跟观念的转变。
So whether to say that it's you or I that came here versus it's the five skandhas, five aggregates that come here, it has different flavors and it will take you to different directions of practice.
也是你们在这边，是用五蕴听五蕴，还是你在听我讲经？
And so raising the question, is it the five aggregates that's listening to the five aggregates, or is it you that's listening to me talk?
这样就很容易拉到什么，三轮体空。
By asking yourself questions like that, it will be easier to understand the concept of there's no self, no others, and no event.
把我或是你，然后变成五蕴的名称，然后再把五蕴变成性根相这个可以很快就转化到性根相。
So first from the level of the self, you and I, bring it down to the level of the five aggregates, five skandhas, and then further bring it to the central point of the subject and object. It's easier to make a link like that.
从心跟相其实最容易的你们是用心听法，用性听法，还是用相听法？
It's the most central and actually the most critical, easiest way to practice to question yourself. Are you listening are you using your nature essence to listen to the talk, or you're using your phenomenon, your forms to listen to the talk?
因为我们讲了很多了，就是相是不可能听法的，一定是具有见闻觉知功能的佛性在听法，对不对？
We've talked about this many times already. The phenomenon cannot do the act of listening.It's your mind, your Buddha mind, that has the ability to be aware, to perceive and cognize, that has the ability to listen to the lecture.
好，那你用你的佛性听法，那法就变成相了。如果是这样的话，就会变成有什么？有能所。
So if you use your nature to listen to the talk, the Dharma talk becomes a phenomenon.And in that case, naturally, subject and object arises.
那有能所，那一个能所又可以把它分为什么？分为就是五蕴了。
And from there, the subject and object can be further divided into the five aggregates.
只要是你能听的你，那还有被你听的。有时候我们叫做相啊，像是被听的声音那我们说这个就是说你的性就变成什么？变成事，我们叫什么？转智成什么？成事。
So as long as there's a subject that's perceiving the phenomenon of the sound, there's a notion of subject and object. In that sense, we have actually transformed.Wisdom into consciousness.
那转智成事有一个很关键的地方就是前念后念的关系前念已经消灭了， 你认为他还在，那就变成现前这一念，就变成跟着已经消失的前念在互动，那现前这一念就变成能，然后刚才已经消失的前一念就变成所。
So the way that we turn wisdom into consciousness, there's a very pivotal point where it's relating to the interaction between our present thought and the prior thought. As long as we're using the present thought to illuminate prior thought, the present thought becomes subject and the prior thought becomes phenomenon or object.
你们在这个东西都很值得再一直重复啊。
These concepts are really worth to keep repeating and reviewing.
我的声音是你明的，是你心明的，对不对？然后你能明的也是你的心，对不对？全部都是一个事，都是你明的，还是跟你能明的啊。
So the sound, my voice of giving this Dharma talk, it's a phenomenon that is illuminated by your mind. And similarly, your mind is the thing that you're using to do the illuminating.
然后我们把能明的能，或是说被明的声音啊，哎，那我们就会想说，那是法师，其实你是连接一个想法，那这里面你说那是法师讲的啊，其实你又动了一个念头，那是法师讲的，那法师讲的这个部分也是你所明的想法，对不对？
So the sound is a phenomenon that's illuminated by the mind, but then we immediately link it to another phenomenon, a Dharma phenomenon, where this is 法师 that's giving the talk. That's actually a thought, which is also a phenomenon, a mental phenomenon that's illuminated by your mind. And then furthermore, you link it to more thoughts of this talk is now given by 法师 that's yet another mental phenomenon.
所以说在整个我们任何一个时间你就会发觉被你明的声音是你明的，然后你连接一个想法也是被你明的想法，结果就跑出来一个法师出来了，就像就变成什么，变成一个会什么会讲经说法的法师了。
So the real bottom line really is the sound is a phenomenon that's illuminated by your mind, and then you give rise to the thought of identifying who the sound is. That's a mental phenomenon. The end result becomes, oh, there's a 法师 that's giving you this talk, not knowing that these are all merely phenomena that's illuminated by the mind. They're all the same.
请问我讲话的声音是不是我能讲话的佛性？
So let me ask you this question. My voice, the phenomenon of my voice, is it equivalent to the mind that can give rise to this phenomenon of my voice?
是不是？
Is the sound phenomenon the same as the mind that's giving rise to this sound phenomenon?
那我讲完以后，那我不讲了以后，那我佛性在哪里了？
Well, if I stop talking, there's no more sound, then where has my Buddha mind gone?
我有 moment, yeah.
There's a difference between, in my personal experience, which you do not want to get into, but a person's not always paying attention to noises in the environment.
Yeah.
You know, there can be lots of noises going on.
Yeah.
And you're either paying attention to them or you're not. You can, and you know, people can actually sort of when they're concentrating hard on some internal question, they don't even notice those outside phenomena at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that plays into what the Fush is asking, but my experience has been like that.
Bill 菩萨的问题是说，有时候我们很专注在一件事情上的时候，事实上环境里面有很多不同的声音，那些声像我们事实上都没有注意到。那这个跟我们在讨论的这个议题有什么关系呢？
哦，一个是你有听到，我现在用另外一个名称啊，你有听到你身体面前啊一公尺的声音。跟你没有听到你身体一公尺前的声音，你还是有听到声音跟没有听到声音，可是你声音很肯定的是我用我的佛性讲出来的，可是你碰到声音的时候有没有碰到我的佛性？
So whether you have heard the sound that's generated a meter away from you or not, whether you have heard it or not, the sound that has been generated is generated out of my Buddha mind. But when you come in contact or not come in contact with these phenomena, have you actually touched my Buddha mind? Contact my Buddha mind?
就像一个哑巴在这边，对不对？哑巴他没有讲话，那请问他佛性在不在？
So let's say if I'm mute and I'm sitting here right now, this other sound, does the Buddha mind still exist?
不过哑巴还是可以啊啊啊啦。
Well, I guess the mute person can still make some sound.
啊，如果说一个人，一个摄像他不讲话的时候，你顶多是看到他的身相嘛，就是色相啊，你也从来没有看到他的佛性。
So let's say if a person is sitting here, the physical form of a person is sitting here, the best you can do is to have illuminated, contacted this physical form phenomenon. You've actually have never actually contacted this person's Buddha mind.
这就像比如说我坐在这边，我没讲话，就是有一个色相。好，我们先把声音拿掉。那我坐在这边，你看到色相，那我想你大概没有看到佛性啊。那我会动，当然是我用我的佛性让我身体动。那你也是看到动的色相。那假设我不动了，睡着了。你也是看到什么睡着的色相，那假设我不呼吸了，你还是什么看到色相而已，没有呼吸的色相或者没有心跳的色相，从头到尾有没有看到佛性？也没有。
So let's, you know, remove sound or no sound from the picture. Just talk about the physical form that you can see with your eyes. Whenever you see a physical form, we actually do not see the Buddha nature. I am actually using my nature, my Buddha nature, to move my body here, but you don't see it. You never come in contact with my Buddha nature. If I give rise to the form, the phenomenon of falling asleep, you don't see the Buddha nature. Or if I give rise to the form of I stop breathing and pass away, you still don't see my Buddha nature. So day in and day out, you just don't see the Buddha nature at all.
所以说我们在任何一个时间，大概你都看到你身体前面的一个色相跟声相啊。那因为色相跟声相是你知道是那个人的佛性发出来的，但是我们会把我们看到的色相、声相当成人。
So in any given point in time, we observe a person's physical form or sound phenomenon, sound form. And we know intellectually that these are given rise by this person's Buddha nature, but we don't see the Buddha nature. And we keep thinking mistakenly that this is an actual person.
所以就是如果真正的人的话应该是佛性结果变成无知无觉的色相生相就变成佛性了我们也不晓得这是一直存在的错误
So a true person is really the Buddha nature, but at all time we are constantly interacting, observing, contacting the physical form or the sound form, and we think these forms are Buddha nature, or we associate those with the actual person.
所以如果你看到我的佛性，大概你应该是开悟了。And
so if you are able to actually see my Buddha nature, then that means that you have reached enlightenment yourself.
好，当你看到我的佛性了以后，请问你有没有看到你的佛性？
When you see my Buddha nature, let me ask you, do you then see your own Buddha nature as well?
好，你看到别人的佛性，请问他的佛性在哪里？
Or if you are seeing other people's Buddha nature, then where is their Buddha nature? Where is it?
啊，你说在我的身体前面，那个肯定不是佛性。
If you say the Buddha nature is right in front of me, if you're making this kind of comments, then that means you haven't seen it yet.
因为有方位的话，那是相，那不是无形无相的佛性啊。
As long as you're putting things in directional terms, then it's not empty of forms and empty of phenomenon, and that's not Buddha nature yet.
因为花姐，我们那个时间都具有。 见闻觉知的佛性，对不对？但是，就是看不到。
Haven't you noticed that at any given point in time, we do have this Buddha mind that has the ability to be aware and cognize and perceive, but we just don't experience it, we don't see it.
其实不是看不到，是我们没兴趣。
The truth is, it's not that we cannot see it, it's because we are not interested to find out, we don't want to see it.
因为你把色相跟声相当成人，你就觉得这样就可以生活了。那其他人也不会指出你的错误，因为他也跟你一样，他也是认为色相就是你，声相就是你。
The lack of motivation is related is because we see a physical form and we treat that as a real person, and it helps us to operate in this daily setting, and it's enough to survive. So we don't have the motivation to correct it, to change it. And other people are the same way too, so they don't point it out to you either.
如果有个人开悟的人，他指出来说，你看到的是色相、声相，不是我，你可能觉得这个人讲话好奇怪啊。
On the other hand, if an enlightened person actually pointed out to you, saying you are only seeing physical forms and sound phenomenon, you're not seeing the real me, you may think that person is quite strange and what they are saying doesn't make sense.
那这一个你看，这一个佛性跟现象都是在你当下，每个当下你的所处的时间跟空间里面。
We have to realize that this Buddha nature and phenomenon, they are simultaneously and spontaneously manifested in every present moment.
那对佛性来讲，其实它是超越时空，但是它也从来没有离开时空。
The Buddha nature transcends space and time. At the same time, it does not depart from space and time.
那 佛性没有生灭，但是它可以产生我们假名叫做生灭的生相色相。And
the Buddha nature itself does not arise and perish, but it can has the ability to give rise to the phenomenon, this temporary phenomenon of rising and perishing.
所以用最简单就是性跟相。 来看出，我们的错误就是把无知无觉的相当成有知有觉的性，那就分开叫什么叫人我是非。
So the easiest way to correct this erroneous view is to use the concept of subject and object, that we mistakenly take this phenomenon, the phenomenon that has no ability to be aware and perceive and illuminate, we take those as a real person. And because of this mistake, thus arises the concept of sentient beings, the self, and all sorts of upheavals.
那我自己的被感知的色相身体是色相，结果变成我，那我自己的什么想法，想法也是相，那也会变成我，那我自己的感觉也是相，结果也变成我，那这些用佛法的名词叫做什么色印受印想印，色印受印想印。
So our physical form is a physical phenomenon, but we mistakenly take it as the self. Similarly, our thoughts, those are mental phenomenon, and we also take that as the self. Or our sensations and feelings, those are forms as well, phenomenons, and we take that as self. And these are linked with the concepts in the five skandhas, form, sensations, and perceptions.
另外还有一个就是叫做想法，大家可以懂，就是响应嘛。那感受是受印啊，那个是相。另外，我想要做什么，我要选择，比如我要让身体动，这一个我们说这一个行动力或这个意志力啊，我们叫做什么？叫做行印。那行印，你把身体动当成你，还是让身体动的这个能力当成你？
So, and furthermore, the drive to do something, an aspiration or motivation to achieve something, this driving force, that is volition, related to the volition skandha. So the question is, do we take this drive as the self, or the ability, the what it is that's generating the drive as the self?
好，刚才我们 Bill Roy 有讲到啊，就是我正在很专心的时候，我本来要听法师的话，结果现在我选择注意我的书，求那个注意是属于哪一印？我们就讲具体一点了，也就是说啊，注意我的书，我把注意力从法师的话拉过来，这样的这一个。佛性的功能，那个注意力，那叫什么印？
So let's take, let's use a concrete example, just like what Bill Pusa was saying earlier. Currently, I'm focusing on listening to the talk, but now I decide to switch my attention to the books that I'm reading, to the book. So this attention, This ability to shift attention, what is this? Which skandha is this related to?
里面可能讲说行印嘛，好，那我们把它当作行印，其实它也是行印哈。好，你的行印是人专注的，然后跟所专注的对象是两样还是一样？
So,you're saying that this is volition. It's okay that we can use volition to explain this. So the object that you choose to direct your attention on and the thing that's directing attention, are these one thing or two things?
一个是能够注意的，具有选择能力的那一个什么选择力，那一个是被注意的对象。我们是不是因为被注意的对象出现，我们说啊，我注意，还是两个是同时的？同时的话就没办法分的，就没有分说我注意这个，注意那一个，是不是？我们是不是由相来切割
？So the the mind that can decide what to focus on versus the object of our attention, are these one or two? Usually we don't notice our attention unless there's an actual object for us to direct our attention, and that's when we notice there's the act of attention. And yet these two are really indivisible.
所以这个还是能所、啊、那你在比如说我注意你注意你的书，你知道书是什么？书是物质，可是你注意我这个色相，结果就变成人了。你看，我这个色相算不算物质？
So again, those are still related to subject and object. Now, if we pay attention to books is a physical object. It's an object, so it's very clear to you that it's an object. But when you turn your attention to focus on your physical body, why is it that suddenly becomes the self? It becomes me.
我这个活生的人很难想说他不圣人、啊、不是人。好，你们去注意这个电脑如果有一个人，请问他是不是人？
So maybe with this actual live person in front of you, it's hard for you to reject it and say it's not a person. So if we turn to the screen, if an image of a person appears on this monitor, would you still call that as a person?
所以就电视机里面有没有人？
Are there actual people in sitcoms, in TV shows?
有奥巴马的像，但是奥巴马从来没有进去到里面去的、啊、
If you see President Obama on the monitor, there's the form of President Obama, but he's not in it.
他们就靠你的无名、哦、因为我出现像的话，你就认为是奥巴马，所以这一个导演就能够什么，就换一部戏，然后就能跟你收钱了、哦、
So they're actually relying on our ignorance to make this erroneous connection, thinking that, oh, you see an image of President Obama, and that must be Obama, and then thus they can collect money from you.
这样要不要看？
Are you still going to watch it?
你看了那么久，从来没有看出来他不是人。
You've been watching TV for so long and never really realizing it's not actual people in there.
我在十年前就知道他不是人了，可是现在还是觉得他是人。
I learned about this concept 10 years ago, but still these days, even when I watch it, I still feel that there are actual people in it.
所以你在看一个像的时候，那你把人当进去，或是看到你的相片把我当进去，那我们就讲说这里面没有偶像人像，有我的色相，但是没有我在里面，叫做没有偶像。
So if you're looking at my physical form or my photo and not actually projecting, thinking there's an actual person in it, and that would be actually embodying the concept of no self and no othersNo forms.
我想这样的话，你们在读《金刚经》什么无我相、无人相、无众生相、无寿者相，可能比较容易懂吧。
So if you have this kind of understanding, then in the future when you're reading the Diamond Sutra, it will be easier to understand when you come across this phrase: "No, there's no form of self, no form of others, and no form of time."
我的话，有些人读《金刚经》读了十年，他可能知道，我相、人相、众生相、寿者相是什么意思。可是跟他的经验是结不起来的。
So, or maybe there are people that have been reading it for many years and they have some sort of inkling about what this means, but it's really hard to actually apply and connect it with actual experience.
就是有色相、有感觉相、有想法相、还有什么注意相，但是呢，因为你不是跟他合一，所以你就把那个相、啊、当成性，就是你把波浪当成海水了。
So there are these forms of physical forms, mental forms, thoughts, your attention is a form, and your feeling sensation is the form.But we do not realize that they're indivisible, and so they're divided into phenomenon. And worse yet, erroneously, we take those phenomena as the self.
So, 你当你看到一个人，或者看到自己的照片，反正就是你看到像以后， 也看说 那能知的信在哪里。
So in the future, when you see an actual person or you see the photograph of a person, of yourself, you can ask yourself that where is the mind that has ability to be aware?
所以这个就是我们叫参话头哈。那像西老讲的说，哎，穿衣的是谁啊？然后吃饭的是谁？那看到别人的是谁？就是你每个当中，就是从现象当中去看，哎，能够知道现象的那个性，那你就是假设你能够每一点都在，就想要把它找出来，那我们叫做参话头。
So this is what investigating Hua Tou means. So for Chan Master Xu Yun, his Hua Tous were, who is it that's putting on clothes? Who is it that's eating? Who is it that's observing and looking at other people? So at any given point in time, he's using the phenomenon and investigate what is it, what is the nature that has the ability to know, to observe these phenomena and wanting to find it. So if you're able to really practice like this and investigate like this in every given point in time, then it will be easier and eventually reaching an understanding.
那你懂这个原则，你在你的现前的，不管在哪个环境、哪个时空，就是你发觉在你的身相还是别人的色相、声相当中，从来没有离开你的性。当然也没有离开别人的性啊，你找别人的性跟找你的性是同样的东西。
So knowing this concept, you can practice in any present moment, regardless of the time or the surrounding or what kind of space you are in. You can use your physical form or other people's other sorts of phenomena that's manifested by others. And try to investigate and realize that none of these phenomena really departs from the mind.
那如果说你觉得这个很重要，那你必须要练练找，那你还要照样什么？照样讲话，照样吃饭，啊，照样聊是非哈、啊，喝咖啡聊是非哈、啊，都没关系。但是你要知道哈、啊，这个相，这个在相当中，那性在哪里？
If you feel this is indeed important, then you have to investigate it every moment in time, every thought after thought. At the same time, you have to continue to eat, you have to continue to drink, to sleep, and continue to gossip about other things, whatever you want to talk about. But continue to investigate that amidst of all these phenomena, where is the mind?
如果你用这样的方式去聊是非，我想你的聊是非的模式会不会的品质会不会改变呢？
If you practice like this and gossip in under this mode, perhaps the quality of your gossip will improve as well.
因为你在聊是非的时候，你是有在找性的，其他人是什么？是从来不找性的哈。
That will be because while you're still gossiping, you are still looking for your nature, looking for your mind. Whereas for other people, they're just gossiping, they're not looking.
我们有一位禅师，哎，他说，哎，很多人是什么？是把波罗跟什么跟四瓦切割为两样东西啊。讲波罗的时候，就离开四瓦；讲四瓦的时候，就离开波罗。世间法。
So a lot of some Chan masters have said that people make the try to divide wisdom, prajna, and phenomena of the world, the worldly affairs. They think that those two are separate and not equate.
我们有些学佛的人就是什么学佛以后哈，就不讲世间法，都是讲佛法。
Some people, once they have started studying Buddha Dharma, they stop talking about all worldly affairs altogether, and they only talk about Buddha Dharma.
有没有这样的人？
Have you ever met people like that?
有，我之前我在台湾的时候，我们一些学佛的人，他们 就是下班以后，然后就大家就泡茶哈、啊，然后一盘花生哈、啊，一些瓜子，然后开始聊佛法、聊经典啊，聊到我都跟他们参加，聊到半夜三点啊。
There are people like that. In Taiwan, I've met a group of Buddhists where after they get off from work, they would get together, set up some tea and have some peanuts on the side and sit down and start talking about Buddha Dharma. And I've joined them a couple of times and they continue to talk until late into the night.
他们怎么聊呢？就是在聊的过程当中本来是要切磋的，就到最后变成、哦、我要让对方只听得混，就是听我在讲，所以他就是什么，如果对方很熟悉的，他马上去找一本对方没有读过的经典的。
So the initial intentions for such gathering was discussion to mutually help each other understand more. But what ended up happening was they tried to gain the upper hand and to try to let the to make the other person purely listen, and I get the floor and keep talking. So if the topic happened to be something that the other person is very familiar with, then the speaker would turn to a sutra or a book that's less known in order to have the floor.
所以有一次我参加了，那一个人就开始讲一个，好像是讲唯识哈，其他人就只有听得混呢。那我的态度是这样子啊，你讲唯识，那很好啊，你已经哈。已经下了功夫了嘛、哦、那已经是懂了很多，那我就捡这个便宜，那我就问你问题啊，我也想听，虽然我是法师，那我没关系， 你下功夫了我就什么捡便宜嘛。
So during the one time that I joined them the speaker was just happened to pick a topic that's more difficult from the school of conscious only schoolAnd it requires, so I was there and I was like, okay, the fact that you picked this topic means that you have actually studied and you looked into this, spent quite a bit of time. So why don't I just take it easy and I will be the one asking you questions since you know so much already.
那在跟他们互动，我就问他们呢，有一个是这些教理的问题，那通常我会再反问说，那这怎么跟你的生活的实践结合、啊、那通常、这个人下功夫已经很不容易了、啊、他没有时间去什么去怎么跟生活结合、啊、
So it's okay that I'm a 法师 that I'll just ask questions. So when I was asking questions on one hand I asked about the theoretical aspect of this school of thoughtBut also on the other hand I like to ask questions about how do you apply this into your daily lifeAnd what ended up turning out was, for these people, it actually takes a lot of time to study the theoretical aspect already, so they don't have any time to actually practice what they have studied.
那刚开始的时候，我问教理，然后再问他们的怎么修行哦，然后他们，我不要拆穿他们，他们自然就什么，就化解。其实你只是教理可能懂得不怎么样啊，那修行的当然更不用谈了。那最后我就化解，不能哈、哦，不能断人家的善根，我就问一问，大概知道他就好，就不要问怎么修行了。
So in the beginning, when I first started asking questions, very soon those people themselves realized the holes, the loopholes in their thinking and their understanding, and also understand their own lack of practice. So eventually, I stopped asking questions about practice, and ultimately, I was thinking it's very difficult. I should not cut off other people's good roots. So I stopped asking questions about practice.
所以跟我们这些什么就是协和的什么志同的这个道友在一起哈、啊、你真的要切磋，有时候要留一点面子给他哈、啊、或者要到切磋就变成大家是什么，就他下次不跟你了，不跟你在一起了，因为你跟你在一起很恐怖。
So even with this kind of discussions among people, Buddhists who are interested in the Buddha Dharma, you still have to sort of take care of the other person's face and be gentle. So otherwise, at the end, people don't want to hang out with you. They alienate you, thinking that, oh, whenever we're with you, you're too tough and it's difficult to please you.
好，那请问刚才像这一些他们在讲活法的时候，他们是讲活法哦，请问是活法的名相还是跟活法相应的？
So even in this kind of discussions, people are talking about the Buddha Dharma. But are they talking about terminology or just, you know, theoretical aspects of Buddha Dharma? Or are they actually embodying, corresponding with whatever they're talking about?
也就是说，你可以是用烦恼心啊，在讲佛法，也可以用什么我们叫戒定慧的心讲世俗法。
So it's the bottom line is you can use your vexations to discuss Buddha Dharma. On the other hand, you can also still exercise your precepts, samadhi, and wisdom when you talk about worldly affairs.
但是也不要否定这样的讲法，因为一般人都是从什么，从烦恼心愿意来谈佛法，已经很有善根了，对不对啊？不要否定他们啊。
Even knowing this, we shouldn't just throw the baby with the bathwater altogether. It's already difficult for rare for people to want to talk about the Buddha Dharma. So we have to continue to encourage it.
只是说，可能要再加一个功夫，就是说这些东西，我怎么样跟我的生活，是可以结合的。另外，如果再往更高一点的话，就是从戒啊、定啊、慧啊，我可以往这个什么慧的这一个方向去什么去深入啊。
So in our studying of Buddha Dharma, we have to remember at first, try to connect it with daily practice, though, to actually apply it into our everyday activities. And then at an even higher level, then try to develop the aspect of wisdom, and try to explore and develop wisdom more.
因为我们学佛的时候，有时候是什么，就是四个层次的嘛，闻、思、修、证嘛。
In the process of studying the Buddha Dharma, there are four different levels. The first one is listening, hearing about it, reading about it. The second level is contemplating about the principles. The third one is practicing. And the fourth one is attainment and actualizing what you have learned.
那闻思修证其实是对已经等于是善根有一定程度的人才会讲到就是闻思修证啊，如果善根不足的人哈、啊，他有一天哈、啊，就是送他太太来这边什么，来这边听经啊，那他愿意送就已经有善根了。
We talk about these four levels with people who have good roots. As to people with lesser root. For instance, a husband is willing to drive her wife here to listen to the Dharma talk. The fact that he's willing to drive her here is already showing some sort of good root.
然后他可能送了十年以后，那有一天突然不知道哪一个这个善根啊，就是什么已经过了以后才进来拜个佛，或者说你们在讲什么？
And maybe this husband, has been driving her for over 10 years. And after 10 years, maybe one day something clicks, all the conditions are right. This person finally willing to come in and bow to the Buddha or come in to start asking questions. What you guys have been talking about all this time?
然后他进来以后慢慢的又觉得还不错，可能又搞不好又失联了。然后接下来他下来说，那你要讲什么来温华，那可能有些人真的就是要一二十年才进来的、哦。
And then maybe after the initial entry, then this person after another 10 years started to feel, oh, this sounds pretty interesting, and I want to learn more about it. That's another 10 years has passed. So yes, for some people, maybe it takes over 10, 20 years for them to become interested, to want to learn.
所以像我们讲这些东西啊，他们可能
So, of all these that we're talking about, maybe for a lot of people, it's just very difficult to grasp.
像我讲能手，有些人听了半天以后才鼓起勇气问说：“哎，华师，什么叫做能手？”
So I've been talking about the dualistic mind of subject and object, and some people maybe they've been listening to this, like they're listening in the fog for a long time, and finally they have gathered enough courage to ask, "So what is this subject and object that you're talking about?"
所以在那个文思修正呢，就是大家有些人是。一步一步来啊，那像我自己，我一开始听闻佛法以后，其实我自己就想要说，那这个怎么修啊？我从以前大概开始学，我三十年前我就有这样的一个习惯啊。
So these four levels of practice, hearing, contemplation.Practice and actualization, these four levels. For some people, they do it sequentially, step by step, stage by stage. But for me, ever since the beginning of encountering the Buddha Dharma some 30 years ago, after I first hear about it, I tend to immediately want to get into the practice aspect. And I often ask myself, so how do I apply this into my daily life?
但对有些人上面可能就要听闻佛法，听闻了，可能好几年以后，才想到说我怎么修啊？当然也有一些人听了以后就想修，那想修大概就是什么？就是三归五戒那个层次啊。
And for some people, maybe they will be listening to the Buddha Dharma for quite a few years before they start thinking about then how do I apply this into my life.So that's some people, and versus some others, maybe they heard it and immediately they want to start practicing. And the level of practice, generally speaking, start out with taking the three refuges and the five precepts.
三规五戒算不算修行？
Taking the three refuge and the five precepts, is this also considered practice?
有些人就是什么，像我自己刚开始，我不愿意三皈依呢。
Take myself as example. In the beginning, I did not want to take refuge to the Buddha, to the three jewels.
我想要说，这个三皈就相当于孙悟空的那个什么，这个蘑菇啊。我有人告诉我，第一次我是拒绝的，最后听懂以后，我是主动去皈依啊。
To me, back then, taking the refuge felt like putting on a leash, that there's someone that will be controlling, watching over me. So it took me a long time, and ultimately, I was able to accept it, and then I actually sought it out myself.
那持五戒，像有些人什么，叫他不喝酒，他做不到。
And as for taking the five precepts, for some people, the precept of not getting intoxicated is very difficult. Not drinking is difficult.
那有一些人就是错误的观念，他认为我要五戒都能够吃得很好再受戒。
Some people have a skewed view. They feel that I need to first be able to uphold all these precepts before I take the precepts.
然后如果你真的就是说好，那就是我先受戒啊，然后再慢慢的去持，然后戒又分成什么一般的五戒还有菩萨戒。
And for some people, they're willing to first take the precept and then gradually practice and approximate, getting closer to actually upholding all the precepts. So that's another approach.And as for precepts, it's also divided into the basic five precepts and the bodhisattva precepts.
像我们这边有些人就是受菩萨戒，就是五戒，就不杀生，就是你不要什么亲自杀动物啊，然后是别人为你杀 ，OK 的啊。可是菩萨戒就不行了哈。
So some of you here have taken the bodhisattva precept already. At the level of the five precepts, let's take the precept of no killing, for example. For the five precepts, as long as you don't actually kill a sentient being, then that's okay. It's all right for other people to kill it for you. But when it comes to the level of the Bodhisattva precept, that no longer works that way.
像菩萨戒的那个不杀生，如果你上 TV 见，然后 TV 见不是都有把对方什么杀死了，这样没有犯菩萨戒。
If you have taken the Bodhisattva precept and you're playing video games, in the video games you're killing people, in the game, is that considered breaking the precept?
其实你这样是犯菩萨戒的啊。
That means you have broken the Bodhisattva precept.
I thought they were just
我以为他们只是色相而已啊。
但是你有杀心，你就没办法除掉能所。有杀心有没有主体的我、客体的对方？有。
As long as you have generated the mind of the thought of killing, you cannot clear away subject and object. That means there's a me that's killing and there's an object that's getting killed.
就是你动了偷心啊，虽然你没有行为，那本身就已经犯戒了，因为你没办法出能所的。
If you have given rise to the thought of stealing, even though you haven't actually done the act of stealing, you have already broken the precept.Because again, there is the subject of subject and object in the act of stealing.
那如果说我们比较简单的，就是你有能所就犯戒了。
The easiest way to talk about this, as long as you have subject and object, you have broken precepts.
对啊，你有能所，你就什么，你就跟无明相应啊，你的智慧的光荣就不会发挥出来啊。
As long as there's still subject and object, your wisdom will not rise, will not manifest naturally, and you're still being deluded.
所以我们说这个从比较根本的，就是从无相的性变成有相的相，基本上是能所。
So again, the easiest way to understand this is the most fundamental is this formless nature. And yet, when we have erroneous understanding, it becomes the phenomenon that exhibit forms.
那从有能所以后，再转化为成我们现在讲的说五浊的五蕴，好吗？
And then.From having this dualistic mind of subject and object, it's further divided into the five skandhas.
那我们上次，我们现在刚才是开场白啊，现在开始进入主题。
All these we have talked about, those are just an intro to today's talk. Now we're getting into the real topic.
那我们之前有讲到这一个劫着就是劫着、见着、烦恼着，我们好像也讲到烦恼着了。接下来我们要讲众生着啊。
So the there are five defilements, and first one is the defilement of trends of present age. The second one is the defilement of mistaken view, and we have also talked about the defilement of afflictions, and now we're going to talk more about defilement of sentient beings.
那我们破就是破见破这个劫着啊，总之是破色印以后，这一个时间空间就没有了，就是你就不会再把时间空间认为是真实的啊。
First of all, once you are able to break away from the form skandha, you have broken free from the defilement of kalpa, which also means you are liberated from the notion of space and time. It no longer has a hold on you.
那在 这里面，这个楞严经的应该是见，应该是见见九啊，就是你的破了色印以后啊。这边不知道有没有应该不过这边还在摄影当中，不过就是你的心啊，面对你的佛心，面对动静，这边叫动静不移，意妄如一啊。
So in the sutra it means when your mind encounters phenomenon, it no longer moves with action or non-action, And
意就是你回忆，然后你忘掉。等一下我会讲，没关系，就是你记忆还有你忘掉记忆都一样啊。
And forgetting a memory or hang onto a memory, those will be unified and as one.
那这边因为这边讲了很多，那我是会把它重点的哈，就是关键的东西拿出来说，是解释这一个啊，动静啊，动静应该就是包括你五根对五尘，那有动的叫做色，那不动的叫空，然后有声音叫做动，没声音叫做静，然后有味道叫做动，没味道叫做什么？叫做静啊，就是五根对五尘啊。那是动静不移。
So I'm going to simplify and just focus on these two phrases here. The first part where the mind does not move, whether it's moving, whether the phenomenon is moving or when the phenomenon is still, it's talking about the relationship between the five sensory organs and the five sensory objects. So movement in terms of physical forms, that's having physical forms is movement, and empty space is no movement. Also for the sense of smell, when there's a smell, that's a kind of movement. And when there's a lack of smell, it means no movement. And the logic, so on and so forth.
那个意妄是牵涉到我们的意根，我们的意根去想东西，那有像出来叫做意，没有东西就想不出来，叫做什么？没有东西叫做妄。
And as for the second part, where memory and no memory for forgetfulness has become one, when it's relating to the organ of thought, our thinking, and when there's actual memory that can be stirred and can be brought up, that's called remembering or activation of this memory. And when there isn't a mental phenomenon to be recalled, to be called upon, that's called forgetting.
也就是说我们的心啊，面对外面的五尘，还有面对自己的法尘，它都处在一种什么不动的状态。
All this is basically saying that the mind, whether it's coming in contact with the external five sensory object or the internal the object of thought, mental object, the mind remains unmoved and still.
那可能大家还是就是不知道怎么去抓，那我勉强用我自己的经验哈去解释啊，也不一定是对的，不过至少好像比较具体一点哈。
So what we're talking about right now may be really abstract and it's difficult to really grasp what it means. So I'm going to try to use my personal experience to try to explain this. I don't know, it may not be entirely accurate, but I'm going to give it a shot.
就我自己参了三个月的话头以后，那我就发觉我的注意力不会跑到眼睛去，也就是说我不会去注意眼前的任何焦点。
So after my three-month period of investigating the huatou, toward the end of it, I noticed that my attention does not automatically go to the eye sensory organ, the eye. It's that this automatic operation has stopped.
那包括自己那时候也没有，你不会去感知身体的各种什么酸痛痒麻，虽然身体的感觉是你没有去注意它，相当于你不会有生理的感觉啊。
Similarly, the mind has stopped to illuminate all sorts of sensations that's coming from the body. So whether it's ache and pains or itchiness, it stops making connections, stop illuminating them. So those feels like it has fallen away and there's no longer sensation of the body.
然后你面对自己内心的记忆上，就相当于你的过去的经验，或是妄念，它基本上不太有。有的时候，其实我们在问的时候，那他你就发觉那个心一直在想要去参究我们这一个佛性。
And similarly with past memories, all these mental objects, mental phenomena, they don't really surface anymore. And even once in a while when they come up, you, in the act of investigating the huatou, the mind is focusing on the huatou, wanting to find out the answer. That's the drive, the attention, the focus of attention. It doesn't really attend to those mental phenomena anymore.
也就是说，这种状态，外境你不会注意，不会注意任何的色声香味，还有身体的感觉，内在没有妄念。
So under those conditions, the mind is no longer paying attention to the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. Internally, it doesn't pay attention to the wandering thoughts anymore.
然后你要破色印，基本上就是什么呢？就是我就举个例子，举那一个汉神大师的经验哈。汉神大师的经验就是他外在的就一个世界慢慢不见了，然后虚空也不见了，那进入某一种状态啊。然后不知道过了多久以后，就是世界慢慢再浮起来啊，再出现了，然后他的身体的感觉，他脚去踏地的感觉才慢慢出来。
So in order to shatter the skanda of forms, the form skanda, we can use the experience of Master Hanshan as an example. In his case, the outer world has fallen away as he entered that state. And then gradually, empty space has also shattered and fallen away. So he has entered this very specific state. And then when he exits from the state, then gradually the world around him manifests itself again. And then also he starts to pay attention to all his physical sensations.
所以相当于我们正常讲就是什么大地肉层，还有包括什么虚空，什么昏睡。
So this is closely related to a common term that we use in Chan, where the earth has shattered, has fallen into dust, and the empty space is shattered into pieces.
因为就是有能所的啊，我们本身有能所，那你现在破除第一个能所，就是你外面的什么由色声香味触组成的这世界基本上就是消失了，叫做大地肉层。
So to shatter all these different levels of subject and object, the first level is to break away from this external stimuli, these external phenomenons. So once the sight, sound, smell, taste, and those phenomena has all fallen away, then the external phenomenon is shattered.
但是如果说你什么世界都没有，但是你还是会有一个被你感知的，我们叫做虚空，所以连那个虚空也要什么粉碎，才能够第一个层次的那个什么破掉色印。
But even with that state, as long as you still feel there's a space around you, there's an empty space that you're illuminating, that's still not it. You have to also shatter that empty space. Then you can say you have entered, you have broken away from the form skanda.
然后破掉色印以后，进一步再来破掉受印啊。原先我们是要用这一个身体的感官，眼球还有什么还有耳朵，由四大组成的眼睛耳朵鼻子，这全部都是四大组成的，那都在身体里面的。原先是我们要用我们这一个五种感官来 认知世界的啊，而产生感受的这个东西，它不再用了啊。
And the second level after breaking away from the form skanda, then is to break away from the sensation skanda, and this is to stop using our five sensory organs, which are composites of the four elements. So stop using these five skandas. That's these five sensory organs. That's to break away from the sensational skanda.
所以像这样子的，如果能够用这种状态的话，就相当于就是你可以，如果活人的话，就可以出什么？出阴神跟阳神啊。那如果你是死了，就可以什么偷梦啊？你可以在这边看你要去哪里偷梦啊，就可以偷梦了，因为不用身体了。
So once you're able to reach that stage, breaking away from both the form skanda and sensation skanda, for a live person, that person will be able to the consciousness will be able to leave the body. That's for someone who's still living. As for someone who's dead already, then they will gain the ability to project and enter other people's dream to give messages.
所以没有身体很棒，对不对？
Isn't it great to be without the physical body? So free?
你最好是有身体，但是没有身体，哦，对，知道怎么操作啊，那是最棒的啊。
Well, the most ideal state would be to still have the physical body, but you know how to not rely on this physical body and to be know how to operate both ways.
就是你有身体，我用看用眼睛看也可以，那不用眼睛看也可以。
And with still having the physical body, you know different ways of still using the body to see, or you also know the way of not using the body, not using your eyeballs to see.
像那个谁啊，那个舍利佛，有一次就把三天不喝水啊，因为他看到水里面有什么84000个众生，就看到细菌，他不喝水。那佛说你要用肉眼啊，你喝水的时候要用肉眼，不能用什么天眼。请问他天眼是用肉眼看到了吗？还是用心看到的？用心，不是用这个肉眼的。
So there's a story of Shariputra in the sutra where for there was once he stopped drinking water for 3 days, and that is because he saw that in the water there are all these 84,000 sentient beings, which is probably bacteria. And so the Buddha told Shariputra that when you're drinking water, you actually have to use your physical eye. Don't use your heavenly eye to drink water. Otherwise, you won't be able to drink it. So when he's actually using his heavenly eye, what is it that he's using? Is he using his actual eye to see, or he's using his mind to see?
所以你最好是你练成两样功夫，用这个身体的眼睛耳朵你可以用，那不需要用眼睛耳朵我也可以用啊。
So it will be the best if you can learn both ways, to listen with your physical ear, or to also learn to listen without using your ear.
就在你在世间，你就不会变成一个怪人，但是你又有一个很厉害的功夫啊。
So to know both ways, that means that when you're conducting worldly affairs, you won't be perceived as a weirdo, but at the same time, you have all these marvelous abilities.
哦，那那破了，就是破了收音以后，这边讲说什么？我们的心刚才讲说可以出阴神、出阳神。那阴神，就是说，譬如，你在这边，结果你现在可以看到，看到马等，你事实上你的心就跑到什么？跑到这个42街那叫什么 Times Square 啊，现在正在看表演。你去了，可是人家并没有看到你去了，那叫出阴神。
So when you break the skanda of sensations, the mind has the ability to leave the body. And in Chinese, there are two categorizations. One is where you can leave the body, and you're sitting here right now, for instance, and you can actually, your mind goes to Times Square and you're actually watching a Broadway show. So you're there watching the show, but other people cannot see you. That's one category.
那至于出阳神，就是 你人在这边，但是你同时也出现在什么？你去那边去跟人家买了一个面包哈，去 Times Square 买了个面包，人家也花钱，你也拿钱给他了，也有这个身体，那叫出阳神啊。
And the second category is that you are sitting here right now, but simultaneously you're also at Times Square buying pretzels. You actually conducted that transaction of buying pretzels. So that is the second category of simultaneously be at two places.
那这边讲叫得到意生生啊，意生生有意念所产生的身体啊。
So at this level, you are able to use your mind to give rise and generate a physical form.
那我们意生生，通常他这个身体可能出现了五分钟、十分钟啊，了不起三天啊，或是更久，但是他会什么？会从空中就什么消失了啊？
So when someone is actually practicing that, manifesting their own body from the mind, they may be able to maintain this image, this form for, you know, a couple hours or maybe even a few days. But ultimately, this body, physical form, will actually fizzle out in thin air.
那我们这个身体是什么？叫什么身？胎身还是什么？好像有个身，就是我们这个身体就突然间你要说突然间消失了就办不到，为什么？因为你没有能力哈、哦，把这个四大化为什么？你就是有办法把这个四大化为战成化为虚空，但是你的定力消失以后，马上又什么？又退回来。
But for this physical body that we have right now.It's generated as a differently through a different way. So you actually have this physical body, and even if you're able to temporarily decompose the four elements and make it sort of vanish, but after a while, when you leave the state of samadhi, this physical body will materialize again.So there's a difference between the two types of body.
那破了受印以后，接下来破想印了。那想印就是做梦，还有你晚上叫做做梦，晚上打妄想叫做做梦啊。那白天做梦叫做打妄想。
So after breaking from the five, the skanda of form, the skanda of sensation, the next level is to break free from the skanda of perception. And basically, it's when you're thinking. So at night, when you're dreaming, you're actually generating wandering thoughts. But at night, we call it dreaming. And versus in the daytime, when you are dreaming in daytime, we call that wandering thoughts. They are just different names of the same activities.
那为什么我们晚上的梦不会消失，白天的妄想不会消失呢？因为你在做梦的时候，你认为梦中的你、梦中的别人，是真的是，存在啊。那白天呢，你想到妈妈，你认为是真正的妈妈。因为你认为她是真正的妈妈，你就会在创造，就会在跟你想到的妈妈在互动，所以你这一个什么，你这个生生灭灭的这些什么像，它不会停下来的。
So at night time, the dreams that we generate will disappear.But at daytime, when we have wandering thoughts, all these dreamlike mental activities, they do not disappear because when we think of the image of my mom, your mom, that you're constantly creating new mental phenomena and constantly interacting with mental phenomena that's generated by your mind. And this interaction just continues and perpetuates, and that's why it doesn't disappear.
所以这一个并不是说它不会消失，只是我们的操作方式让它一直相续的。
So the real understanding is that it doesn't mean that it will not disappear in daytime. It's just that we have used our mind in a way that continues to perpetuate the phenomenon and making it to continue and appear to be continuing and does not disappear.
通常我们学佛的人配合修行，那我们通常都会教说，你想到了，你很讨厌，那你要什么？要接受它，有没有？
So usually when we're studying the Buddha Dharma, this is what we usually would tell people, that if you encounter something that you really dislike, then you have to try to accept it. Don't we say this all the time?
那你觉得说啊，原来就很烦恼啊。那现在我改变一下态度，我就是甘愿接受，结果那个烦恼就不见了。
Or if you find something that's extremely vexing, and then you can tell yourself, "Oh, I'll change my attitude," and gradually maybe you become able to accept it, and what's vexing is no longer a vexation.
但是你嗔心不见了，但是你把相当真的，这个还在不在？还在啊。
But operating like that, even though the anger or vexation have disappeared, has vanished, but the fact that you have taken the phenomenon as an actual thing, this false understanding still exists.
我们说我们讨厌某某人，主要其实是你讨厌你的记忆。
When you say you dislike someone, what you're really saying is that you dislike one of your memories.
我们不然已经讲了几年了哈。
How many years have we been talking about this?
但是你会觉得那个是记忆吗
？But in actuality, do you even to this day, do you really think know that it's a memory and it's not an actual person?
我自己已经讲了快要十年了，搞不好更多、哦。我在讲到某某人的时候，我还是认为某某人不好。
I have been talking about this, teaching about this for more than 10 years, but even to this day, when I talk about so-and-so is not so great, I still take that as an actual person.
我现在已经有概念了，现在知道那个不是他，但是现在比较难的地方就是又要知道那不是他，又要跟他有互动，这个比较难。
But at least now I already have the correct understanding, knowing that that's really not the actual person. But the difficult, the challenging aspect is you have to, at the same time, know it's not an actual person, but still interact with that person.
所以对我要来学习就是说，又能够跟人家互动，又知道从来没有讲到那个人。这个要学习的、啊、
So what I still need to learn and practice is to simultaneously know that it's not really a person, that person really never existed, but still able to interact with that quote-unquote person.
所以我看到师父好像比较少去讲人家的什么，讲人家的坏话、啊、他比较会讲比较中肯的话、啊
So as in my interaction with Shi Fu, I seldom see him talk badly about other people. Instead, he tried to speak truthfully and be as candid as possible about others.
因为你从来不会讲到别人啊，但是呢，为了要利益众生，你还是必须要用世间的语言，让。众生能够受用啊。
So no matter what you're saying, whether you're talking about this person or that, you actually never really talk about that person per se. So with this understanding, at the same time, you still need to be able to use language or use these concepts in a way that's acceptable to ordinary people, so that people can benefit from your teaching.
今天我跟您讲到结缘哈，今天跟你这样分享哈，我们是要结善缘哈，这个很有意思哈。我们只这样说，我要结善缘，结善缘，到底结善缘是怎么一回事啊？来跟大家讲一讲啊。
We'll tangent off and talk about the concept of creating good conditions or making good affinities. We use this term a lot in Buddhism, but what does it really mean to create good affinities?
所谓缘就是相、哦、你所 感知的相啊，那叫缘啊。
So when we say creating good affinities or conditions, it actually means it's a form, it's a phenomenon that's generated by your mind.
比如说你一个人，在家里面啊，那你看到的相就是你，跟你的房间啊这个相，对不对？那我的相没有出现在你面前，那我的相会不会跟你的相结缘？
So let's say if you are home by yourself, then the form that's generated is you inside your own room. And in this kind of situation, generally speaking, the form of me will not appear in your phenomenon. So in this case, is there any point of talking about creating conditions or affinities?
如果我去你家啊，其实我这个设想去你家了，不是我去你家啊。
or on the other hand, if I go to your home, well, actually, it's not me going to your home. It's my physical form going to your home. That would be the more correct way of understanding it.
好，那我这个设想去你家，那在你心中，你是不是？你的心中，你的心像一面镜子，你的心中是不是会浮出两个像，一个是你的像，一个是我的色身的像，会不会？
So it, when my physical form goes to your home, then in your mental phenomena, in your mental form, wouldn't both of my physical form as well as your own physical form arise in your mind, which is like a mirror?
第一，我不相信你是开悟的人，你一定会什么，会取我的相跟你的相，你心一定会入影，你不是什么不照的入影，我们一般人就是什么，都是局部取相的入影，对不对？那取我的相，还取你的相，然后再连接你的什么感受想法，啊，这样这个是不是一大堆研究什么就连在一起了
？So So because we're not enlightened, you're not enlightened. So when that happens, when this activity happens, what usually happens is that your mind would grasp onto a particular form selectively. It will not illuminate all forms equally. It will pick out the physical form of me and the physical form of yourself, and then further make, create either even more mental phenomenons,connecting it with memories or generating opinions. And this way, all these sorts of phenomena are connected together.
那我这个色相在你眼前出现以后，那连接到你的好的感受，那好的想法，这是善缘还是恶缘？
When my physical form appears in your mind, and then you link it with...good thoughts or good opinions or good memories, is this called making good connection, making good affinities, creating good conditions?
好，那如果说我这个色相你连接到不舒服的感受，那不好的想法，那叫什么？叫做恶缘，结恶缘。
When my physical form causes you to generate negative feelings, aversive feelings, that'sGenerally called creating bad affinities.
好，那现在再问一个问题哈，恶缘比较好还是无缘比较好
？Is it better to have negative affinities, or is it better to have no affinities or no connections?
也就是说我这个人，出现在你面前，你等于是根本就你没有看到我。这叫做什么？因为我的相跟你的空性，跟你的佛性是什么？是印不在你的佛性里面，就是没有结缘的。
So when my physical form actually comes in interact with you, if my physical form does not actually connect with your mind and it does not manifest, it does not appear in your mind, then that's called not making connections, not creating affinities.
所以我记得有一次啊，有一个男生啊，他一天送一朵花给他要追的一个女朋友啊，那个女朋友就是从来都没有回音，所以 他有没有结缘？
So there was once a boy who tried to who's pursuing a girl. So he gave her one flower every day, and this girl never responded, never answered to these flowers. So what does that mean? Has affinities been made? Has there been any connections?
因为你送的花跟那个女孩子连接好的感受、坏的感受、好的想法、坏的想法，全部都没有。
So the flower did not lead to any connections with either positive feelings or negative feelings. There's nothing at all.
如果这个女孩子，如果你送花，她终于忍不住了，说：“哎呀，我已经名花有主了，请问你是不是结缘了？”
So, but if you give these flowers to the girl, and the girl finally, after a long time, say, "I can't. I'm already taken. I'm with someone already." So, has there been some sort of a connection made already?
所以师父说，菩萨只要有一个小的缘，他一定是什么抓住马上是什么再加入更多的缘。
So the Buddha has said before that for bodhisattvas, what they would do is even when there is a tiny bit of connection, they would take advantage of it and try to enhance it.
就说他来，比如来找你。然后你不管你跟他讲什么，帮助他什么，其实就是你这个相跟他这个相，还有各种的相，你就什么，就等于是进入他的一个什么八识田中了，我们叫结了很多缘。
So, when a person approaches you, no matter what you really say to that person, that means your physical form or your phenomena has already entered that person's eighth consciousness.
这是一般的缘啊，就是。有能守的缘结有能守的缘，那假设你是无能守的啊，那可不可以跟有能守的结缘
？So everything that we've talked about so far is the more conventional way of talking about affinities or connections. It's affinities with the subject and object. So a dualistic mind affinities with dualistic mind is connecting with more affinities with dualistic mind.But on the other hand, if we talk about it at a different level, when you are not operating with a dualistic mind without subject and object, can you still connect with, make connections and affinities?
譬如说我，假设我的心，假设我是一个开悟的，我的心不停留在任何现象，那出生在你的面前，请问我这个色相会不会跟你的色相，然后就是蹦在一起，然后储存在你的八识田中，会不会
？Let's say if I'm an enlightened person and my mind does not dwell on any particular phenomenon, it's not selective. So when my physical form actually come in contact with the physical form, will it lead to any sort of traces in the eighth consciousness?
可能你并不知道我是开悟的，但是如果你有一天碰到也是像佛陀的这样的人，那在你心中，我们说印象会不会跟一般人的印象不一样
？So you may not even think that recognize the person has become enlightened, but let's say if you encounter a Buddha have interaction with the Buddha.Does it leave the same sort of impression as when you encounter other people?
至少我想，假设你真能够碰到的话，你就会碰到一个什么眼睛别不会乱瞄的哈，然后身体不会什么躁动的一个人出现在你面前。其实你的什么，你连接的印象是跟一般人是不太一样的。
So when you are actually able to encounter someone who's enlightened, and that person whose eyes does not shift uncontrollably, and the body does not tweak uncontrollably, when you actually encounter a person like that who's enlightened, the impression of that encounter will be very different than encountering an ordinary person.
所以像佛陀有时候碰到人，那就讲一个什么这个。善来比丘，最后对方就什么袈裟什么 凿身，然后什么西法自落，有没有？
So, remember there are cases in the sutra where the Buddha will encounter a person, and it's by saying, uttering one phrase, that person will, all the hair will immediately fall out, and the ropes is put on his body.
如果你也碰到这样的人，你就说善来比丘，请问他会不会什么袈裟凿身，然后西法自落？
If you are the one that's uttering the phrase, is that going to happen the same way, where the person's hair is going to fall out and the robes will be put on?
我想不会啊，因为你的心基本上是什么？我们的心是什么？是波动的，那我们的身体是躁动的。你这种躁动的心，躁动的身体，那波动的心，有没有把人家快要开悟的人再更进一步把他引到什么彻悟？大概没办法啊。
Probably not, because our mind is constantly shifting and wavering, and so is our body, it's fidgeting. So with our present state, even when you encounter someone who is at the brink of enlightenment, it's highly unlikely that you will be able to lead that person into a deeper state of understanding.
可能我们碰不到佛陀啦，也碰不到什么开悟的人，不过我们在我们经验上，你会碰到某一个人的什么，我们叫什么啊，气质是吧，非常的棒，然后一直在你的什么脑袋瓜里什么什么绕梁什么三日是吧，会不会被一个人的那个什么什么优雅的什么优雅的动作，或是什么这个不太会行啊，什么还有什么什么言辞所吸引，会不会？
It will probably be really rare, kind of difficult for us to encounter a Buddha in this lifetime or someone who's enlightened. Those are hard to encounter. But at an easier level, I don't know if you have ever encountered someone who's extremely graceful or elegant, and the way they talk is eloquent, or it's just something really special. Whenever you encounter that kind of people, doesn't it leave a deep impression in your mind, and you will keep going back and thinking about that, the encounter?
所以我们在平常跟人家互动的当中，我们是就是一种就是不平凡的气质，然后优雅的什么的言辞结言呢，还是就是什么躁动不安的结缘。
So when we encounter other people, what kind of affinities are we creating? Are we presenting something that's graceful, stable, that kind of image, or are we using a physical form that's extremely frigidy and the mind that's shifting? Are we making connections that way? Which one is it?
我想每个人在每个当下其实都可以什么选择不同方式的结缘啊，只是说我们晓不晓得啊。
For all of us, at any given point in time, we can actually choose the manner of which we make connections, except that we oftentimes forget or not know that we have a choice.
那如果是更棒的话，就是什么，你用没有能手的身口意跟对方有能手的身口意结缘，那是最棒的啊。
Certainly, the most ideal type of connection that we can make is to use a non-dualistic mind, one without subject and object, and then connect with other people, even when they are operating with a dualistic mind.
那今天本来要讲心印了，已经没有时间了。
Initially, we were going to talk more about the skandha of volition, but we're running out of time.
那大概就讲一下，就是如果是破行印以后，从此以后你就不会再轮回了哈。
But just to talk about it really briefly, once you're able to break away from the skandha of volition, that you will no longer be in the cycle of life and birth and death.
也就是说，你好像你是可以看到别人的过去式的什么一生又一生的这些什么 我们叫舍生受生，那也包括可以看到自己的过去式的舍生跟受生。
So, reaching that state, you will be able to see all people's past lives as well as your own.
也就是说，可能我上次有讲过，就是有一个人他是溺水了，结果他从生下来到14岁的这一生重要的事情，他都在一秒钟都看了一遍哈。
I probably have shared this story with you before that there's this volunteer who was at the brink of being drowned, and at this pivotal moment, this person, all the significant events from her past, from age 0 to 14, flashed through her eyes in a matter of seconds.
那如果是你是破形印的话，你除了看到你从现在往前推的可以看到他的舍身受身以外，那你从现在到未来的就什么没有再相续了。
And once you're able to break away from the skanda of volition, not only would you be able to see all the past lives, but also all the future continuation will be cut off.
那我们一般人能够看到过去式的，那他会不会再往未来式，那跟这些他的相，跟外在的相，跟他的机中的相互动，会不会？会。
So, for people who are able to see into their past, are they still going to continue to interact with all the phenomena in the future? They still do, actually.
除非你能够看到这些相里面，没有我，那你。能够我们叫做说你的心不住任何一点，你的那个什么这一个生生灭灭的相才可能停下来、啊、
So they will continue to interact with all these future phenomena unless you're able to reach the understanding of no self and break away from this notion of subject and object and understand that the mind does not dwell, does not abide in any one particular placeThat's when you will stop interacting with all these future phenomena.
讲得很快啊，但是不容易啊。
We basically just race through this the skanda of volition, and it's not easy to understand necessarily.
那我们下次好像是午夜了哈，你们可能又忘光了。
The next time we meet and talk about this will be in May, and by that time you probably have forgotten everything we've discussed so far.
不过这种东西本来就是什么，一直欣喜哈，那知多少就算多少，那知多少能够用多少你就算多少啊。
But with stuff like this, it really just requires continuously hearing and listening and studying, thinking, contemplating it.And however much that you're able to actually take and apply, that's how much you have gained.
那这一个就是师父讲说很重要，就是什么？不管懂不懂，就是长远心啊。我们说摆着不老的心。
The most important point, though, is whether you understand it or not understand it. Just like 师父 said, you need to give rise to the thought of.Persistence and to continue your practice or continue trying to understand for a very long period of time.
讲师讲说，人家三年就会了，那我笨，我六年啊。
师父 has said this before that well, other people they understand it, they get it in 3 years, but because I'm not as bright, so it will take me 6 years, and that's okay.
如果你再笨，那我说好，我20年啊。如果再好，那我就。敬未来记一直学下去、啊、
If you feel you're even duller, then okay, take 10 years or 20 years, or even still even duller, then maybe then you can give vows to I will continue to study this and investigate it in the immeasurable future lives that I have.
其实学佛不在于聪明或是笨啊，最在于这个百折不挠的精神啊。
So when you're studying Buddha Dharma, it doesn't really matter whether you're smart, quick, or you're dull and slow. The most important thing is to be persistent.
如果你能说听不懂，你愿意用六十节的时间来听能说，保证一定听会的。
If you don't understand what I'm talking about, this dualistic mind, subject and object, you know, use 60 kalpas, and I can guarantee you will understand it by the end of it.
啊，哎，大菩萨都修六十节哦，那你这个小菩萨也不应该说我要少于六十节。
Even great bodhisattvas, they have studied and practiced for over 60 kalpas. So for little people, little bodhisattvas like us, you shouldn't try to shy away from all those time and say, I will achieve in less than those time.
我希望来世又看到你们哦。
I wish that I'll see you again in my next lifetime.
不奢望下一劫啦。
I can't promise the next kalpa, but at least next life, we'll meet again.
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。